If you keep your eyes open, there really are warning signs.
Yeah, you want to track apartment vacancy rates. You want to track time on market for single-family houses. And what I mean by time on market is how long the inventory of homes and the number of homes in that inventory have been on the market. In boom markets, when markets are really starting to heat up, the time on market continues to fall. So the average time that a house might be on the market might be 3 weeks. If it starts going to 6 weeks, and you're tracking this data, 12 weeks, 22 weeks, the longer it goes, the more that's signaling to you, uh-oh, things are slowing down. If you start seeing the big apartment complexes putting out those $99 move-in, 2 months free rent, move in today, sign a one-year lease, trip to Hawaii, or move in today, no lease required. These are the kinds of signals that the market is really beginning to soften. Tour the apartment complexes at 2 a.m. and see how full the parking lots are. Some people say, and I used to do this when I was starting out and doing market feasibility studies, call the apartment office and find out what their vacancy rate. Oh yeah, you call and the clerk answers, oh, we're doing really well. You know, we've got a few extra units. We might be able to squeeze you in, but go through the apartment because they don't want to tell you. We're begging for tenants, you know. We'll take anyone. Credit score 350, you know, that's fine with us. You know, roll them in. So you look for these kinds of signals as to how the market is doing, how the jobs are doing, and the more you find a mismatch, if you really see a severe downturn, not just a cyclical downturn, but I saw a severe downturn occurring in Texas, unlike most any other area that we've had in the country since the Great Depression. And so that's why I sold out at that time. Usually, our markets don't turn down anywhere near like Texas, Southern California did during that time. But those are the factors to look for.
So going back to our earlier discussion about real estate as an investment vehicle relative to others,